Today's daf is Zvachim daf Pei Gimel. We are going to, Be'ez Hashem, finish up the 8th parak of Maseches Zvachim, begin the 9th parak of Maseches Zvachim today. So if you recall, yesterday we were discussing about the psul. Not only do we have a concept of something becoming possible by being brought out beyond where it's allowed to go, but also about being brought in further than where it's allowed to go. So about the psul knisa. So along those lines, Rava has a series of shailas that are contingent on each other, starting with Bayu Rava, about 10 lines from the bottom of the page, and Daf Pei Beis Amud Beis. Bayu Rava, Par Helen Davar Shal Tzibur V'si'ir Avodas Kochavim Shehichnes Daman Lefnai V'lefnim Mahu. When you have a Par Helen Davar Shal Tzibur V'si'ir Avodas Kochavim, those are kabbonos that belong Bifnim. But what if you don't just bring them Bifnim, you don't just bring them to the Heichel, you bring them into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So then what's the din? Mi'ar Minon Ela Kodesh Pnima. If you recall, yesterday we had a drasha where we darshed from both the word HaKodesh and Pnima, that not only is there a psul of Bifnim, when you bring normal karbanos into the heichal, regular karbanos hachutz into the heichal, but there's a psul also when you bring it further into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So that psul of bringing it to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, do we say kal heichal de karinon ela kodesh karinon le pnima? Only where there's already a psul to bring it into the heichal is there then also a psul to bring it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But kal heichal de lo karinon ela kodesh lo karinon pnima. But if there's no psul to bring it ela kodesh, then there's no psul to bring it further in, to bring it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Al dilma shalobim kamenu. Or maybe you just say, no, anytime it goes beyond where it's allowed to go, beyond where it's supposed to go, that's a psul knisa. It's nothing to do with whether you're going to darshan the pasuk of the psul only exists. No, the drasha teaches me a din that if it goes beyond where it's allowed to go, that's a psul knisa, and that's it. So those are the two possibilities. Now he's going to go and say, nimtim silomar, the two further imtim silomars. Vimtim silomar shalobim komanhu. And if you want to tell me that it's just shalobim koman, it's not in the rightful place, and therefore it is a problem to go lefnai v'lefnim, parvisar shal yom kippurim. What about the parvisar shal yom kippurim, which some of the avodos of the parvisar shal yom kippurim are supposed to be done lefnai v'lefnim? So what do you do? Shehiza midaman al abadim. You do the hazaz adam on the badim, which is lefnai v'lefnim, v'hotzian lehechal. Then you bring it out to the hechal instead of finishing. Then you bring it out to the heichal v'ichnisan, and then you bring it back in. Mahu, what's the din? Mi'amrin u'makoman, who do you say, well, there's nothing wrong with the parvus al shalom kippurim being lefnai v'lefnim? Some of it's avodas al lefnai v'lefnim, so there's no psul knisa by going and bringing it further, bringing it back in. Odil mahol v'nafak nafak. Or maybe, no, maybe there is a psul knisa. You're allowed to bring it lefnai v'lefnim for those moments that you need to do the avodah. But once you're done, you already did the azaz adam al abadim, and you went back out, now bringing it lefnai v'lefnim would have the same status as bringing any other carbon lefnai v'lefnim, where it would be a psul of knisa. That is the pashup shot, how to understand the Gemara's kasha, and that is in fact the way Rashi understands the Gemara's question. However, the Rambam seems to understand the suffix of the Gemara in a different way. The Rambam Hilchos Psulim Mekdashim Perek Beis Halacha Yudalid understands that aside from the knisa sadam lefnim pasuling, like by dam chatos achitzonos that are brought inside, or dam chatos apnimios that are brought lefnai v'lefnim, there's another psul, and that other psul would be when dam is brought outside of its makom before you finished everything you needed to do. And that's what the Gemara's expression is. Hol v'nafak nafak implies that the psul is in being brought out, not in being brought in. That's the Gemara Shaila over here. That the psul is because you brought it out, not because you were machnisa lefnim. And that's the Gemara's lashon that we're going to have soon, when the Gemara is going to say odil mi yetzia karinim bei, that the chisaron is machmasi yetzia, that when you bring it out prior to finishing what you're supposed to do, that's a psul. So the Gemara's first suffix that we just read is about the parvisar shel yom kippurim, that you started to do the matnos dam in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and then you went out to the heichal, and then you went back in. Is that called the Yetziah? And the maskana is that that's called the Yetziah, and therefore you're not able to be machnas that dam back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and to do more sprinklings with it. And then the Gemara is going to raise the next safek. If you started to do the matanos beheichal and you brought it outside of the heichal, and then you brought it back in, are you allowed to continue the matnos dam? That's the way the Rambam understands the next shayla. So let's see the next shayla of the Gemara. V'im timsilom arhol v'nafak nafak. And if you're going to say, well, once it's brought out, and therefore it's no longer, the way Rashi understood the Gemara, that would mean, therefore, it's now going to be subject to a psul of knisa. He's a midaman ala paroches. What if you did that as also dam ala paroches? V'otzil the mizbeach, and you brought it out to the mizbeach, to do the hazos of the sheva pabim on the mizbeach, v'ichnisan, you brought it back in, mahu, what's the din there? Hacha vaday chad makom hu? Do we say, well, okay, over there it's definitely considered one makom, or dilmi yitzia karinabe, or maybe just the fact that we called it a yitzia is enough to the fact that the Torah refers to it as a yitzia is enough to consider it a separate makom. If you look at Rashi, v'otzia la mizbeach, lahazo sheva al tiaro, matan dalar al karnosab, kidichsi v'yetzia al mizbeach, that the reference of here is to the Mizbeach Hazav, that you have to leave the entire area of the Mizbeach, that you can't stand between the Mizbeach and the Peroches when you're doing the Matanos on the Mizbeach, you need to be on the eastern side between the Mizbeach and the Pesach. So do we say that it's chad makom, or that the Torah considers it shnei makomos because the Torah uses the word yitzia to describe your action? So that's the shayla teku. The Gemara leaves it as a teku. The Milchas Chinuch explains that this whole suffix only applies by the parvisar shel mikpurim, where it says a lashon of yitzia. It says vayetzel mizbeach hashel lefnei Hashem. But by the parim usarim hanisrafim, even though they also had hazaos on the mizbeach hapnimi, then the suffix does not exist because the Torah never says a lashon of yitzia el hamizbeach by them, and therefore there's no makar to be machshuv the lefnei hamizbeach and achrei hamizbeach, the two sides of the mizbeach, as two different spaces, as two different places. They're certainly only considered one place if the Torah never is megale legabe that particular karban, that it is a different place. It's only by the parvus shel mikpurim, where initially you were standing lefnimi mizbeach hazav, and the Torah goes there, that you got to go on the other side. So that's where we have a suffix, is that called two different places, where it's now going to be a psul a knisa to go back on the other side of the mizbeach. Okay, says Gemara Veitz. So we left that as a teku. In general, the rule by tekus is you normally paskin like imtim silomers, unless the imtim silomers, there was no way to ask the shaila without going with that in Tim Silomar. But typically we pass like in Tim Silomar. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter, Nichnas L'chaper. So a person is Nichnas L'chaper, he goes in to get a kapara. So we had in the Mishnah yesterday where's the line in the Mishnah? There's a line in the Mishnah that if you're Nichnas L'chaper, we had a discussion between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon. Yeah, that if you nichnas the chaper but you didn't actually do the kapara, is that itself a psul, or is it only if you actually do something when you're inside that it creates a psul knisa? So Rabbi Lazar says nichnas the chaper even if you didn't do anything. Rabbi Shimon says no, ad she yichaper, you have to actually do something. Good. So says the Gemara, nichnas the chaper, Tanya, Rabbi Lazar, Omer nemer kan the chaper bakodesh v'nemer la'olam v'kol adam liyabol. It says over here lechaper b'kodesh by the psul knisa, and it says by the kohen gadol in Yom Kippurim that kol adam liyeh ba'ol moed b'vol lechaper b'kodesh, and no one is allowed to be there when he comes to do the kapara. So mala halan b'shalo kiper, afkan b'shalo kiper. So just like by the kohen, it's obviously talking about before he's done the kapara. So over here also by the psul knisa, it must be even without any kapara, even before any kapara is done, and that's shita of Rabbi Eliezer that the psul knisa happens even if he didn't do anything. Thing, you just went in. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Nemer kan lechaper, v'nemer la'alan, ves parachatos v'sirachatos asher huva es damam lechaper. We don't relate it to the Kohen Gadol v'nayv l'fnim Yom Kippurim, we relate it to as parachatos v'sirachatos asher huva es damam lechaper. And in that situation, ma la'alan b'shekiper, it's clearly talking about where you already got your kapara, so afkan b'shekiper, so over here also by the psul knisa, it's only if you already did a kapara. So b'maykam if, what are they arguing about? Mars Savar done in Chutz mi Chutz, vein done in Chutz mi Bifnim, Umar Savar done in Behema bi Behema, vein done in Behema me Adam. One Rabbi Eliezer holds that you compare Chutz to Chutz, the Dam Chatas Achitzona, which we talk about the Psul Knisa, we learn from Chutz, which is the people that are not allowed to be inside when the Kohen Gadol is there. So that's what we call Chutz, the requirement that people be outside when the Kohen Gadol is there. And we're not going to learn from the Par Yom HaKippurim, which is a din of Pnim, which is Mitzvah Sal Pnim. And the other one says, no, one, we'd rather compare two Behema issues rather than a Behema and a human being. When we talk about nobody's allowed to be there when the Kohen Gadol does his Avodah, that's about people. So we'd much rather relate it to Par Yom HaKippurim, which is a Behema issue. The Chatas Chitzon and the Chatas Pnimi are two Behema related issues. So we said that if you're going to learn from the Isser of people to be there, right, that everyone has to leave the old mode when the coin is there. So then we're going to say that clearly it's talking about B'Shalo Kiper. The Sfasemes explains that the Tana of the Brisa was bothered by the same Kasha that the Medrash has in Parshas Achremos, where the Medrash says, what do you mean, V'kal Adam lo yeh ba'ol moed bevo l'chaper ba'kodesh? That no human being is allowed to be there when he comes to do the Kapara. What, is the Kohen Gadol lav Adam who? Is he not a person? He's a human being. So how do you explain that? How does one explain the Pasuk that kal Adam lo yeh sham? So says Sfasemes, that's what the Brisa is trying to answer. That the Pasuk is trying to tell me, before the Kohen Gadol goes in, nobody's allowed to be there. And that's how we know it's B'Shalo Kiper. It's before he got the Kapara, because it's before he even went in. So before the Kohen Gadol goes in, that's how it's so clear and so obvious that it's talking about B'Shalo Kiper. Excuse me. The Medrash answers this question differently about, is the Kohen Gadol not a person? The Medrash answers it in a much more agadic kind of way. The Medrash says, El Bishar Shayaruach HaKodesh Sharu Yalav, at the time that he had Ruach HaKodesh on him, Hayupanov Boros Kilapidim Alav, his face was lit up like fire. And the way the Mefarshei HaMedrash explained it, is they mean to say that Himamish wasn't an Adam at that time. He was like a Malach Hashem Tzvakos. He was completely different. He was beyond an Adam at that point in time. Okay, so the Gemara says, Vayter, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, right, right after we had this Machlokas in the Mishnah, whether the Psul Knisa is only if you do a Kapara or even if you don't do a Kapara, the very next line of the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mihichnis Shogeg Kosher, that if the Knisa happened to be Shogeg, then it's Kosher. It's not going to passel. It's not going to pass all the dam. It's not going to pass all the carbon. So, frak the Gemara, says the Gemara, hamezid pasul. That implies that Rabbi Yehuda holds that if your machnis be mezid, then it would taka be pasul. B'shekiper or b'shalo kiper. Now, what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Rabbi Yehuda says that if you do it b'mezid, it would be pasul. So, in the case where Rabbi Yehuda holds there is a psul knisa, is that only if you do a kapara or even if you don't do a kapara? That's the shaila. So, the truth is, the shaila really is, does Rabbi Yehuda hold like Rabbi Elazar? Does he hold like Rabbi Shimon? Right? We just had a machlokas, whether b'shekiper or b'shalo kiper. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't comment on it. He has a different comment. He just discusses how it's only a problem, the psul knisa to begin with is only a problem if you do it b'mezid, but not if you do it b'shogeg. So we're just asking, does Rabbi Yehuda paskin like Rabbi Elazar or Rabbi Shimon? L'may nafkamina, how Rabbi Yehuda paskins, if he paskins like Rabbi Elazar or Rabbi Shimon? I mean, he doesn't comment on it. What do I need to know how he paskins? So one of the Achronim quoted here in the Biur Adaf, the Minchas Yehuda, says that maybe the Gemara wants to know whether we're supposed to pass on like Rabbi Eliezer or Rabbi Shimon. We want to know who the majority is, because you would generally go like the Rabbin. So Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold like whichever Tana Rabbi Yehuda does not hold like is going to be the one that's rejected. The halacha is going to be like the Rabbin. That's what he wants to suggest is the Nafkamina. The problem is, if that's the Nafkamina, then we're going to have a problem with the Pesach of the Rambam. Meaning, if that's what the Gemara's real question is, how do we paskin? Because once we were able to answer what Rabbi Yehuda holds, that's going to be what we're going to hold. Problem is, the Rambam, Suleim, Mekdashim, Perek Beis, Halachat HaZayin, paskins that any time your Huchnas be mezid, even low keeper, even if you don't do the kapara, nifsal adam, the dam becomes a pasul. The Gemara's maskana though is going to be that Rabbi Yehuda holds if your keeper nifsal b'mezid, but if low keeper lo nifsal. So it will turn out that Rabbi Eliezer is a yachid against Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, and the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Eliezer against Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. So if that's the Gemara's whole shaila, had a paskin, it turns out the Rambam paskins the wrong way. So that's the difficulty with saying that this is the issue that the Gemara is interested in. But either way, the Gemara wants to know, what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Is it dafka b'shekeeper or even b'shalokeeper that there is a psul kenisa? Some Rabbi Yirmiyah mimashmish shenemar from the fact that the pasuk says as parachatas v'sir chatas asher huvez damam lechaper b'kodesh matam alom v'asoreif. Why does it have to add v'hasoreif? So says Gemara, what do you mean matam alom v'asoreif? L'gufei yitzrich, we need v'asoreif just to teach me the din that it says in the pasuk. The pasuk says the pasuk says v'asoreif osamicha beis begadav. It tells me a din that the one who does the burning is going to be tamei begadim. That is, begadim are going to be tamei. So what do you mean? What do I need v'asoreif for? V'asoreif teaches me a fundamental din d'oraisa. Elamatam lomer chatos chatos. Now that's not what bothered us. What bothered us is why do we keep repeating the word chatos? As parah chatos, as sirah chatos, we keep saying chatos over and over again. So the fishalo lemanu el parvasi yirshal yom kippurim shenisrafna beis hadeshen mitam begadim shar nisraf minayin. Because all we know that is mitame begadim of the person who is sorefit is the parvisar shel yom kippurim. How do I know other things that are nisraf are also mitame begadim of the soref, are also mitame the begadim of the person who's doing the burning? Tamalomar chatas chatas divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda, keep in mind that's Rabbi Yehuda, right? That's whose opinion we're interested in. Says we learn it from chatas chatas, from the multiple uses of the word chatas. Rameir Omer einu tzarech. Rameir says no, you don't need chatas chatas for that. Harei Omer there's parachatas v'sirah chatas shein tamalom el chaper. What's the word lechaper doing there? Limin al kol hamischaper m'shasar from mitame begadim. Ah, lechaper teaches you that anyone who burns, anyone who's involved in the sreifa is mitame begadim, and it's not only about the par and sar shel yom kippurim, but rather it's kol anisrafin. The person who does the sreifa is mitame begadim. So you don't need hachatas, the multiple uses of chatas to teach that to me. Says Rabbi Shimon. Aye, how's Rabbi Yehuda going to respond? What's he going to do with lechaper? Rabbi Yehuda lechaper lo mashmalei. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't think lechaper is open for that drasha. My taima, why doesn't he think lechaper is open for that drasha? Lav mishum t'mibayle l'gzeira shava. It must be because he uses lechaper already for the gzeira shava that Rabbi Shimon used it for. Remember when we tried to explain Rabbi Shimon's opinion of why it is that it's only if you did the kapara that there's going to be a psul knisa, right? So Rabbi Shimon said it's gzer shava of lechaper lechaper. Then on the one hand, by psul knisa it says lechaper, by the chatos achitzanos, and on the other hand it says ves para chatos vesir chatos sheru ves damam lechaper. So it's that gzer shava that Rabbi Yehuda says we need the word lechaper for, and therefore lechaper is not there to tell me about tumas begadim of a soreif, and the only pasuk that and the only way we know tumas begadim of the soreif by shar Karbanos is by Shar Nisrafin is from Chatos Chatos. But you see, bottom line, Rabbi Yehuda's whole assumption is that he's going to hold like Rabbi Shimon, that he's going to hold that the only time you have Psul Knisa is if you actually did a Kapara, not only walked inside, but actually did a Kapara when you walked inside. That is the Maskana of how Rabbi Yehuda must hold. Now the Rambam paskins that there's a chiluk between shogeg and mezid, that if you bring dam inside the shogeg, then it's only going to become possible if you did a kapara. If you do it b'mezid, if you bring dam inside b'mezid, then it becomes possible even if you didn't get the kapara from it. Meaning it sounds against our Gemara. Our Gemara says, okay, who's the one that distinguished between shogeg and mezid? Rabbi Yehuda distinguished between shogeg and mezid. He's the one that says that psul knisa is only if you do it b'mezid, right? And then the Gemara sounded like it was saying, okay, when there is a psul knisa, is it when you do a kapara or when you don't do a kapara, right? So the Gemara says, okay, when there is a psul knisa according to Rabbi Yehuda, namely when it's b'mezid, it's only if you actually do a kapara also. So it sounds like according to Rabbi Yehuda, you need both. You need to have the knisa b'mezid and to actually do a kapara in order for it to be a psul knisa. That's Rabbi Yehuda's shita. That's what it sounds clear from the Gemara. The Rambam, however, doesn't really cut along those lines. The Rambam writes that if you're machnis the dam b'shogeg, then if you do a kapara, there's a psul knisa. Meaning you need one or the other for there to be a psul knisa. Either it's done b'mezid, or you do a kapara inside. One or the other, that the two relate to each other, that in order for it to be a legitimate knisa, to cause a psul knisa, it has to, the knisa has to have some teeth to it, and there are two ways the knisa could have some teeth to it. Either you did something when you went in, or you went in b'mezid. But you don't need both. That's how the Rambam paskins. Now, the Reb Chaim explains what the reason for this is, that knisas adam b'shogeg is not enough to passel the carbon, because knisas adam on its own doesn't passel. It's only when you bring it in l'chaper. The pasuk says, asher yuva midama l'chaper bakodesh. So if you're machnis the dam b'shogeg, you didn't have kavana al menas l'chaper. Oh, but if you then did something l'chaper, you did a mice of zrikas adam, hazas adam, in order to be mechaper, so then it becomes l'chaper. Whereas when you're machnis the dam b'mezid, so then at the very hachnasi, you're already bringing it in l'chaper. You're already bringing it in, having in mind l'chaper if you're doing it b'mezid. So one or the other is enough to fulfill this requirement of l'chaper b'kodesh. That's the... That's the logic for the Rambam. What still is a little bit unclear is the source for the Rambam, because it sounds that it's against the Gemara. From the Gemara, it sounds like it's even b'mezid. If you didn't go get the kapara, if you didn't go do the kapara, it's not going to be psul knisa. You need both b'mezid and to go do the kapara. So that's some of the achronim explain. The Marikorkus and Lech Mishnah quotes from this Marikorkus and expounds on it, that the Rambam is somich on the sugya, that over there seems to be machlokas tanaim, whether Rabbi Yehuda who holds that shogeg, that when you do b'shogeg the emurim are kosher, is b'shekiper b'shalokiper, and basically he thinks that it's a machlokas hasugyas, and the Rambam's going to hold like the sugya on Lamed Vav rather than the sugya here. There's a detailed explanation in the Lecha Mishnah that the Rambam was really basing his psak not on our sugya, rather on a different sugya. Okay, Hadron Alach Kol Zvachim Shemazarvu. Now we start the next parak. So this next parak of Masech Zvachim, the ninth parak of Masech Zvachim, Hamizbeach Mekadesh, is about the following topic. We already discussed a couple of times in the Masech the idea of Im Allah Lo Yereg, that sometimes once something is brought on the Mizbeach, then you don't bring it down. The Mizbeach, even if it was pasul, but just being on the Mizbeach is Mekadesh to the point, is Mo'il, helps enough that Lo Yereg, that you're not going to bring down that which is on the Mizbeach already. So that's what we're going to be discussing, the details of that concept of Im Allah Lo Yered. So says the Mishnah, HaMizbeach Mekadesh HaSarayilo, the Mizbeach is only Mekadesh to the extent that Im Allah Lo Yered is only Mekadesh those things that are ro'oi for the Mizbeach. Meaning they could be psulim, but they have to be the kinds of materials that are ro'oi for the Mizbeach. Meaning you throw an iPod on the Mizbeach, you're allowed to be Yerid. You don't have to burn it in the fire. If you do something, you take something on the Mizbeach, but it's not ro'oi for the Mizbeach, so then you could be morid it. Now, what does that mean, ro'oi lo? I keep using the term ro'oi for the Mizbeach. I shouldn't have done that. It just says ro'oi lo. That's ro'oi for it. What does that mean? So it's a machlokas tanaim. Both Rashi and Tosafos say over here that this is like the heading of the Mishnah. HaMizbeach Mekadesh is a ro'oi lo. That's the heading. And then, what does that mean? Rabbi Yeshua Omer Kalaroi Le'ishim Im Allah Lo Yered. Anything that's roi to be thrown on the fire, if it's brought on the Mizbeach, does not get brought back down. Shenemar Hiha Allah Al Mokta Ma Allah Shiru'i Le'ishim Im Al Salat Yered Av Kol Shiru'i Le'ishim Im Allah Lo Yered. Just like Allah is roi for the fire, is meant to be thrown in the fire, and therefore if it's brought up in the Mizbeach, is not brought back down. So to anything that's meant for the fire, if it's brought up, does not get brought back down. Rav Gamliel Omer Kalaroi Le'Mizbeach Im Allah Lo Yered. Rav Gamliel says, no, it's not Roy Leishim, it's Kolaroi Lemizbeach Im Allah Lo Yered. Shenemar Hi Ha Allah Al Mokta Al Hamizbeach Ma Allah Shiru'i Lemizbeach Im Al Salat Yered Av Kol Dav Shiru'i Lemizbeach Im Al Salat Yered. So just like Allah, if it's right from the Mizbeach, if it goes up, it doesn't come back down. So to anything that's right from the Mizbeach, if it goes up, it doesn't come back down. What's the Nafkamina, whether Roy Leishim Roy Lemizbeach? So we don't have to guess. The Mishnah says, Ein Bein Divri Ram Gamliel Divri Bishua Ela Hadam Vanesachim Shem Gamliel Omer Lo Yerdu Dam Vanesachim, the blood and the libations. So that is not Roy Leishim, but it's Roy Lemizbeach. It belongs on the Mizbeach, just doesn't get thrown in the fire. So Gamliel is going to say, it's not Yored because it's Roy Lemizbeach. Rabbi Shua Omer Yerdu, and Rabbi Shua will say it is Yorin because it's not Ra'oi Le'ishim. That's where you're going to have the machlokes from Gamliel and Rabbi Shua. Period. That's the first half of the Mishnah, or the first 80% of the Mishnah, but that's the first halacha of the Mishnah. Second halacha of the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Hazevach Kasher Nechasim Psulin. Let's say you have a Kasher Karban Bapasel and Nesachim, or a Nesachim Ksher Vazevach Pasel, or vice versa. You have Kasher Nesachim Bapasel and Zevach Pasel Karban, or Afil Zevzeb Psulin. They're both Pasel. In either of those cases, in any of those three cases, Hazevach Lo Yered Vanesachim Yerdu. The Zevach will not be brought down, because the Mizbeach is Mekadesh the Zevach, but the Nesachim will be brought down, as the Rashi for that is on Amud Beis. Rashi says, She'ein Mizbeach Mekadesh Psulin Ela Bibotin Beglal Atzman. The Mizbeach is only Mekadesh those things that are brought independently by themselves. Avelo HaBotin Beglal Acherim, but things that are brought for other things to help be Makshir other items, like Nesachim, that are just brought as a tag along with the Karban, so that the Mizbeach is not going to be Mekadesh. The Mizbeach is only Mekadesh those things that are Ro'ilo independently, those things that could independently be brought on the Mizbeach. So on this issue of Imala Lo Yered, there are several Chakiros in the Achronim, discussions in the Achronim and the Rishonim in relation to the Halach of Imala Lo Yered. Maybe we'll go through a couple of them until I feel we need to start Amud Beis. So the Kiddush Mizbeach is only machshir the burning of the things that are brought up on the Mizbeach. However, you're not yotzei the yurchiv of the carbon with that which you bring on the Mizbeach, just because the Mizbeach is mekadesh it. Right? That we've mentioned previously already. We mentioned that in Rashi and Daf Pei Beis, that the Kiddush Mizbeach is only to allow you to burn on the Mizbeach. The fact that the Mizbeach is mekadesh as harayilo only allows you to burn on the Mizbeach. It doesn't allow you to then be yotzei your mitzvah of the carbon. But nevertheless, the Achronim have the following diyun. When we said that you're allowed to burn because that stuff on the Mizbeach, because the Mizbeach is Mekadesh it. So, is it that there's no chalos hakrava on the carbon at all? That it's not called that the carbon is nikrav at all? It's just that it's like lachmo shel mizbeach, is the expression the Rishonim use. It's just like the extra bread of the mizbeach. It's the extra sustenance of the mizbeach. Or maybe the mizbeach is mekadesh, makes it considered a carbon. The carbon that's possible is called a hakravas hakarbon. It's just that you're not yotzi your personal chiyuv with that hakravas hakarbon. Does it have a din of a carbon? Or does it not even have a din of a carbon? It's just lach moshal mizbeach. So the main nafkamina, the Achronim all raise that shaila, Rabbi Kiveger and others. So the main nafkamina is, what if a murim were nifsal and they were brought on the mizbeach? Can you eat the basar of that karban? If a murim were nifsal and brought on the mizbeach, let's say the basar never became nifsal before the hakrava, can you eat that basar that did not become nifsal before your makriv the emurim? Because we know the Gemara tells us, kohanim are not allowed to eat the basar of a karban until your makriv the emurim. So that's by a karban. So if you're going to say that the emurim that are on the mizbeach that were pasul, the fact that we're going to burn them is it didn't karban, it still has a shame karban, so then the kohanim should not be allowed to eat the basar until you do that k'taras emurim. But if you hold it doesn't have a din karban, it's just lachma shel mizbeach. The fact that the mizbeach was mekadesh as a roilo, that's just lachma shel mizbeach. It's not a din karban. So then the kohanim should be allowed to eat the basar even before the k'taras emurim. So that's one possible nafkamina. Another possible nafkamina is the chakira of the Mishnah Lamelech. Mishnah Lamelech in Tamidin Musafin, first parak of Tamidin Musafin, has the following chakira. Let's say the evarim of the tamid of the carbon tamid on Shabbos became nifsal, and the Evarim are certainly amongst the things of Im Alu Lo Yerdu. Are you maktir them on Shabbos? Meaning, it could be that it's only that the fact that you're allowed to burn things on Shabbos and you're allowed to, which are all malachos on Shabbos, the bringing of the karbanos, the fact that you're allowed to do it is only for a karban. The karban is docha Shabbos, but stam lachma shel mizbeach, is that docha Shabbos? Who says? Right? May not be. So it could be that that would be enough gemina. if you hold that it has a din of a karban, a chalos shem karban, so then you'd be allowed to burn the pasul evarim of a karban tamid even on Shabbos. But if it doesn't have a chalos shem karban, it's just just lachmo shel mizbeach, then you should not be allowed to burn it on Shabbos. So that might be another nafkamina. Okay, so that's one chakira. Is it lachmo shel mizbeach or is it not lachmo shel mizbeach? The achronim also have a discussion. Have a suffix if just like by haktara ksheru we paskin that there's no such thing as haktara pchusa mikazayas, you can never have haktara that's less than a kazayas. The Gemara is going to say later on Daf Kuf Ches and a Menachos Yitzayim Beis that haktara always has to be a minimum of kazayas. So do you say the same thing about the kiddush of psulim al gabi mizbeach, that it's only kazayas is meskadesh to the extent that lo yered, or maybe even pachos mikazayas is also miskadesh? That's another issue in the achronim. Maybe we'll do one more. The Or Sameach in Hilchos Psulim Mekdashin discusses the following suffix: that which the mizbeach is mekadesh psulim, is that true of a bama as well? Meaning, l'chora, the din of kiddush mizbeach is not learned from the words al hamizbeach. Rather, meaning the question would really boil down to, the Brisker Rav points out in the Sar Samech, is what is the source for mizbeach mekadesh tesoroylo? Brisker Rav points out that there are two possible sources. There are two psukim that might be the source. The Mishnah quotes the pasuk hi ha'ola al mokta, which are the key words, right? And the fact that the Gemara is going to quote later on kol nogea b'mizbeach yikdash, that anything that touches the mizbeach is yikdash. So Brisker Rav points out, whether it applies to a bama really depends on which pasuk you think is the ikar pasuk. If you hold that it's based on the pasuk we quoted in our Mishnah, so it's not really about mizbeach, it's really about ha'olah al-mokta, which could apply to a bama as well. Whereas if you assume that it's based on the pasuk of mizbeach, so then it might have to be a din of mizbeach, not a din in bama. Okay, many other discussions in the achronim relating to this idea of im ala lo yerid, we'll probably have a chance to discuss it at some point through the parak. Let's see the Gemara. Roi lo in she'in roi lo lo l'mute mai. So the mizbeach is only mekadesh that which is roi lo. What are we trying to exclude? What are we trying to say is not roi lo? Some that you cannot that the mizbeach is not mekadesh. Some of papa l'mute k'matzin shlo kitchu b'kli. A kmitza that you never were makdish in a kli. You never put it into a kli sharis to be makdish it. So that would be not roi lo for the mizbeach. That would and therefore you'd be able to be morid it from the mizbeach. Maskav l'ravina ma'ishna midu ulo. Well, why should that be any different than Ula's din? Dam rule imuri kachim kalin shehelin lefnez rikas damin lo yerdu nasu lachma shel mizbeach. That the imurim of kachim kalim that are brought up on the mizbeach before you do the zrika, and therefore that's similar to the to kmitza shelo kachu b'kli. So the imurim before you do the zrika, so imalu lo yerdu. You don't bring those down. So why should the kmitza be any different? Says Gemara hanach lo michsuru maisa begufayu hani michsuru maisa begufayu. Difference is that one has a maisa that still needs to be done on it. The emurim, you don't have to do anything else to the emurim to make them ra'ui. You just need to do zrika. You need to do zrika sadam. That's not on the emurim, that's on the dam. But by the kmitza, you need to still do something to the kmitza to make it ra'ui. So that's why they're not exactly a parallel to each other. Fine, Rabbi Yeshua Amar Kolaroi Le'ishim. Then we had in the Mishnah Machlokas whether it's Kolaroi Le'ishim or Kolaroi Le'mizbeach. Or Rabbi Yeshua said anything that's right to be brought on the fires, not just the Mizbeach in general. And Rabbi Gamliel said anything that's right on the Mizbeach. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Gamliel Nami Haksiv Ola Al-Mokta. Rabbi Yeshua brought a Pasuk, right? It says Ola Al-Mokta, that implies anything that's right to be brought on the fire. So answers Rabbi Gamliel, no, that Pasuk is teaching me a different thing. Hahul Ahadure Pok in Huda Asa. That comes to tell me that things that shoot off the mizbeach, that you should put them back. That's what that pasuk is coming to teach me. Things that shoot off of the fire just crackles and something shoots out of it, that you should put it back. That's what it's coming to teach me. But it's not coming to teach me about the mizbeach mekadesh seroylo, that it's only royal ishim the idach. So how's Rabbi Shur going to respond to that? La'adure pokin min nale, meaning where does he know the din of la'adure pokin? He learns it from Asher Tochala Eish, that which is meaning that's an extra pasuk, and he holds that it's coming to teach me that which was consumed by the fire and then jumped out, so it should be brought back to the mizbeach and brought back on the fire. V'idach, And where are we now? Rabbi Gamliel, right? What's Rabbi Gamliel going to do with Shatochal Ha'esh? Haumi Bayle La'achule Ola Atamachzir. Via Atamachzir Chulik Torres. That's to tell me that the consumed part of an Ola, you're Machzir, but not the Achulik Torres. Detani Rabbi Chanina Bar Minyumi, Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov, Ashatochal Ha'esh Esa Ola Alamazbech. Achule Ola Atamachzir Via Atamachzir Chulik Torres. So you see that such a drasha, he darshans from the pasuk asher tochal la'esha sa'ola, that it teaches me dafka the consumed part of an ola, but not of the ketores, that it gets brought back. V'idach lav memelah shmamina da'chulei ola mahadrinan. And the other one says, no, you don't need a pasuk to teach me that. We would know that on its own, that achulei ola mahadrinan. You don't need a separate pasuk to tell me that achulei ola is mahadrinan. Fine. Rabbi Gamliel omer kol ha'ra'i. Then the Rabbi Gamliel disagreed with Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Shua said it's anything that's ra'ui for the ishin, anything that's ra'ui for the fire is lo yerid, imal lo yerid. And Gamliel disagreed. Rabbi Gamliel said kol ha'ra'i l'mizbeach, imal lo yerid. So, and Rabbi Gamliel had a pasuk, right? Rabbi Gamliel said the pasuk is from mizbeach, right? Rabbi Gamliel in the Mishnah, when he said the pasuk says he ha'ola al mokta al hamizbeach. So what's the extra phrase al hamizbeach doing there? Must be there to tell me that only things that are roi for the mizbeach have this din of im Allah lo yerid. So says the Gemara of Rabbi Shua, nami yaksim mizbeach. What's Rabbi Shua going to do with the word mizbeach? Pasuk says mizbeach. Humi baylei my what's the girsa? Myka amar rachmana kolaroi lemokta mekadesh mizbeach. That anything that's ra'ui for the fire, the mizbeach is mekadesh. Meaning to teach me that the reason for it. Meaning I don't know why I took out the word taima. Does the shita add it back in? Myka amar rachmana. I don't know. It seems like it's saying that it's coming. The pasuk is coming to tell me the logic for it. That kol ha'ra'i l'mokta mekadesh mizbeach. That anything that's ra'i for the fire, it's teach me the reason that it's not yerid is because it has kedushas mizbeach. That anything that's ra'i for the fire, the mizbeach was mekadesh. But it's not a din that anything that's ra'i for the mizbeach becomes kadosh. It's whatever's ra'i for the olal mokta, then the mizbeach is mekadesh it. Meaning you don't need to bring it on the fire in order for it to be kadosh. Just bring it on the mizbeach, and then it's kadosh, and then you burn it because it's roi for the fire. V'idach mizbeach achrinaksiv, and Rabbi Gamliel would say, yeah, but there's another word mizbeach to teach me that. V'idach Rabbi Shua would respond, no, the two words mizbeach are both needed. Chad lehecha dehoisel l'shasa kosher, v'chad lehecha dehoisel l'shasa kosher. One for a case of a type of korban that had a shasa kosher. For instance, that it had a psul lina, psul yotze, psul tamei, that it was a kosher korban. Then something happened, and one is for a korban that never had a shasa kosher, like it was shechted chutz l'zman or chutz l'mekomo. That at the very shechita, at the very beginning of the avoda of the korban, it already didn't have a shasa kosher. So tell me that the din of imala lo yered applies to both types of karbanos. V'idach, kivin de psulin inhu, v'rabinu rachmana, lo shno haisa lo shasa kosher, lo shalo haisa lo shasa kosher. And I guess now we're on Rabbi, let's go back and forth again. It was Rabbi Shu said, we asked what does Rabbi Yeshua do with Mizbeach, so we said he needs it for this other din for the Pasuk's explanation. Rabbi Gamliel says there's another Mizbeach to teach me that. Rabbi Yeshua says no, I need both Mizbeachs. Good, so Rabbi Gamliel will say I don't need both Mizbeachs, I don't need the word Mizbeach to be said twice, because there's no logical reason to be mechalik between a carbon that had a Shasa Kosher and a carbon that didn't have a Shasa Kosher. Either way, a carbon that's Pasul im alalu yerid, if it's part of the Mizbeach, does not have to be brought down. Why would I logically distinguish between a carbon that had a shasa kosher, a carbon that didn't have a shasa kosher, and therefore one mizbeach is good enough? Rabbi Shimon Omer hazevach kosher. So then we have the last line in the Mishnah where Rabbi Shimon says, if you have any of the following cases where the zevach is kosher and the nesachim are pasul, the nesachim are kosher, the zevach is pasul, or they're both pasul. Either way, the zevach is lo yered, but the nesachim are yerdu. So says the Gemara, Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ola. Ma Ola haba beglal atzma. We learn from the word Ola. Just like Ola, because it's that pasuk that said about Ola that we derive this din of Imalul Yered. So Ma Ola haba beglal atzma. Avkol haba beglal atzma. what's unique about Ola? That it could be brought on its own, that it's the main part of a korban. So to anything that's brought independently, Yatu Nesachim Aban Megal Zevach, as opposed to Nesachim, which are just brought as an add-on to the korban. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Mitoch Shnemer Kolonagea B'Mizbeach Yikdash, Shomeani Bein Roi Bein Sheino Roi. From the fact that the Torah says anything that touches the Mizbeach becomes holy, so I already see that it applies both for things that are Roi for the Mizbeach and things that are not Roi for the Mizbeach. Meaning, I would have assumed that this din of Imala Lo Yered is even for things that are not Roi for the Mizbeach. That's why, Tama Lomar Kvasim, that's why I need a Pasuk Kvasim, Ma Kvasim Ru'i Naf Kol Ra'ui, to tell me, no, it's only for things that are Roi for the Mizbeach that you have a din of Imala Lo Yered. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Ola, Ma Ola Ru'uya, Af Kol Ru'uya, that it's not from Kvasim, it's from the word Ola, that it has to be something that's Roi L'Mizbeach. My Benayu, what's enough Kamina between whether it's from Kvasim or whether it's from Ola, the din that it's only that a Mizbeach Mekadish is Roi L'O is only for things that are Roi L'O? So Amar Avad Barava, Imala Yerid is only for things that are Roi L'O, whether it's from Ola or Kvasim. So Amar Avad Barava, Ola Sof Psulik Benayu, Nafkamina is in Ola Sof, that's Pasal. Mar Maisi L'Me Ola, Mar Maisi L'Me Kvasim. So one learns it from Ola, Ola Sof qualifies. One learns it from Kvasim, Ola Sa'of does not qualify. If you learn from Kvasim, what do you do with the word Ola? Iksiv Kvasim below Ksiv Ola, Hava Mina Afilo Mechayim. I would have thought even if a live sheep hits the Mizbeach, you have to burn it. So Kas Rachmana Ola, that's why the Pasuk says Ola, tell me that no, only if it's dead already. Ulamad Maisha Lame Ola, Ksiv Kvasim. And if you learn it from Ola, what are you going to do with the Pasuk of Kvasim? No, Iksiv Ola, Vloksiv Kvasim, Hava Mina Afilo Mincha. I would have thought if it only said Ola, I would have thought it means even a carbon Mincha, that they would have this din of Mallo Yered. Kas Rachmana Kvasim. That's why the Pasuk says Kvasim, to tell me that it's not by a carbon Mincha. Okay, so we'll stop there. Mr. Shem, pick up from 3 lines from the bottom tomorrow.